This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Southeast Montana's Clearwater Wind Project began generating electricity for Puget Sound Energy this month. The Washington utility announced November 16th that it was generating power from its 350-megawatt share of the wind project, roughly 30 miles northwest of Miles City. Puget Sound Energy acquired the energy through a 2021 purchase power agreement with project owner NextEra. The Clearwater Wind Project is Montana's largest wind project at 150,000 acres and 269 wind turbines when it's fully completed in 2023. The 750-megawatt project includes parts of three Montana counties, Custer, Garfield, and Rosebud County. Puget Sound Energy is Montana's oldest export energy customer. A stakeholder in Colstrip Power Plant since the 1970s, the Washington utility faces state climate laws requiring the utility to stop servicing its 1.5 million Washington customers with coal power by the end of 2025. A similar law in Oregon has compelled another Colstrip owner, Portland General Electric, to buy a 208-megawatt ownership stake in the Clearwater Wind Project. Three of Colstrip's four owners in the Pacific Northwest have invested in Montana wind projects in the last 4 years. Pacific Corp's Pryor Mountain wind project near Bridger started spinning in 2021. Pryor's capacity is 250 megawatts. In the past 2 years, Pacific Corp's parent company, Berkshire Hathaway, has also purchased the Montana-Alberta Tie Line, a 190-mile merchant transmission line connecting Great Falls, Montana and Lethbridge, Alberta. Berkshire also purchased three Montana wind farms serviced by MATL this year. Glacier Wind Energy 1 and 2, as well as Rimrock Wind Energy, are generating assets with a combined capacity of 399 megawatts. The historic Mammoth Hot Springs Hotel in Yellowstone National Park will reopen for the winter season after being shuttered all summer. The famous hotel had to close after the north entrance road into Yellowstone National Park was washed out by the Gardner River during severe floods in mid-June. Buried alongside the road was a sewer line that carried wastewater from Mammoth to the nearby Gardner sewage treatment plant. Thousands of gallons of raw sewage flowed into the Gardner River for about a day and a half while the pipe was ruptured in the heavy flooding. Park crews eventually rerouted the wastewater into old percolation ponds used from the 1930s to the 1960s, enabling Mammoth residents and workers to stay throughout the summer. The flooding in June damaged roadways into the park, too. Travel to the small community of Mammoth, the park's headquarters, was immediately curtailed after the road from Gardner was destroyed in many places. A stagecoach two-track from the 1800s, the narrow and unpaved Old Gardner Road, was the only available route into Mammoth Hot Springs. In November, a newly built $25 million road from Gardner to Mammoth, following closely to the old stagecoach route, opened. It travels a different route than the old entrance road, over the hill separating the communities, rather than along the Gardner River. Road repairs were also needed to reopen the park's northeast entrance following similar flood damage. That gate was reopened to the public October 15th. Mammoth Hot Springs Hotel, built in 1936, was extensively renovated in a $30 million project in 2019. It's one of two operational motels inside Yellowstone in the winter. The other, Old Faithful Snow Lodge, is accessible only by snowmobile or snow coach. The Cats canned the Grizz in the 23rd annual food drive competition between Bozeman's Montana State University and Missoula's University of Montana. Every year, rival food drives are held in Missoula and Bozeman in the weeks leading up to the Cat Grizz football game. The goal is to see which school can collect the most donations in pounds of food and dollars ahead of the highly anticipated football game. While the 121st Brawl of the Wild Cat Grizz football game between MSU and UM pushed into its third quarter, organizers of the food drive announced that Gallatin Valley easily bested UM in this year's off-field Can the Grizz competition. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.